Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the B2B Pipeline Pioneer Show. This is Ariana Shannon, the Director of Brand Marketing at Sales Intel. I will be your guest host for today because business is a team sport. It takes a village, literally, to run a business and, of course, to build pipeline together. And that's exactly what we're here to talk about today. On the show, I'm thrilled to host the phenomenal Bethany Stockenfield, CEO and founder of SenseBart. Bethany, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. We're going to kick things off today with just an opening line for you. How do you build pipeline or influence pipeline for your business?
Yes. So I'm, as the co-founder and CEO, the most important thing I can do to build pipeline is to share why we are building the company repeatedly everywhere I can. So I'm posting all the time on LinkedIn, and I kind of will do like specific posts of ways to use SenseBart, tying it into like who we are, why we do is important. I try to make public appearances like podcasts, events, things like that. I also just send out a lot of LinkedIn messages and emails. And I'm a big fan of email automation too. So I'll send that out for the whole company, whether it's coming from me or other people as well.
Awesome. So I'm hearing a lot of founder-led being your own best brand advocate there. I love that, especially when it comes from it's being your company, your baby. You have to be the biggest cheerleader that's out there. So,
and even as the company gets bigger, like where I see myself is we might bring on other people to do the more specific emails, LinkedIn messages, reaching out to, you know, signal-based leads at the right time. But I'm always going to be like making as many public appearances as possible to drive pipeline.
No, I love that. Absolutely. So then let's start diving into the content, Bethany. What was the biggest pipeline challenge or pitfall that you encountered in 2023? We're hearing from a lot of businesses that 2023 was the year of challenges. What was your biggest one and what did you learn?
Yeah, I think 2023 was really, really tough because it just felt like there was less to go around and everything was getting smaller, right? Like budgets were getting smaller, teams were doing layoffs. If you had user-based pricing, that meant churn because your customers are literally not at the company anymore. And also that, you know, companies were canceling subscriptions before letting go of people, which agree is the right thing to do. But it just made it really tough. I think in a way it was like a crucible, to make a really ridiculous analogy, because it forced us to think about how are we really adding value? No company can afford to be a nice to have in the 2023 like market and after. So it forced us to really think about not just like how are we helping people a little, but how are we radically adding efficiency and scale and revenue to their process. So I think it helped us really improve our product, really improve our messaging, and help us like find the right customer segment for whom SenseBart was like 10xing the value for them, and not just an expense, but really a revenue driver. So it was definitely a tough time, but I'm happy. I would not have said I was happy during it, but I'm happy we made it through it. And we're definitely seeing the growth now after a kind of a rougher 2023.
No, and that makes a lot of sense. And I love the way that you referred to it, actually, the crucible. I think that's the most unique reference to that era in time, because it was, and it was different for a lot of different businesses and what they were coming through. But I love how you're coming back to this concept of knowing your audience, knowing how you're adding value, and just being very explicit. Mm-hmm. So is that a learning that you're taking into 2024 and looking forward now? What are you doing differently this year?
Yeah, I mean, we've radically changed the product. I wouldn't say that it's something we didn't have a little bit of before, but basically in 2023 taught us that the era of taking the time to record videos for different people was like basically over, or at least over in terms of using that for prospecting, welcome videos, a lot of like communication that could be automated and scaled because people didn't have time anymore. Like everyone's forced to do more with less. So efficiency was like the buzzword, right? Like how can you do more with less? So what we did is we leaned into the personalization at scale features that we had in SenseBart, and then we like 10x them. So we added AI voice cloning. So instead of just recording a video for a person and sending it, you can record a video with a placeholder for their first name and then use that same video to send to many people who, you know, fit the same cohort, you know, whether you're prospecting and you're sending, you know, basically the same video, but with different names to different people or welcoming different users. And then from there, we kind of built out a lot more integrations. Like we just built a ton into SenseBart to make it like personalized videos at scale instead of one-on-one communication. And of course, like we still have those features. There's still a right time to do one-on-one communication, but I think that just wasn't really what you needed to drive pipeline. And so we like figured that out, we built it, and now that's like the biggest part of our brand today.
Gotcha. So then would it be a safe assumption to say that you are essentially listening to what the market is needing right now for you, and you're showing that immediate value in your product? So you're ensuring that your product remains a fit to the market.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Great. I love when you can do like a little round, like recap, and the speaker's like, yeah, you got it. Awesome.
Yes. You said it better than I did. Beautiful.
That's okay. Brand marketing. That's literally what I do all day long. Okay. But now we're going to get into what I think a lot of our viewers are finding the most interesting part of this.
Yeah.
We're going to play a little game, Bethany. We're going to go into the pennies exercise, 100 pennies. You, as the CEO and co-founder of Sensebark, you've got 100 pennies to spend. You can spend them in 10 cent increments, and you've got all these channels. So where are you placing your bets in your overall business strategy?
Yeah. And so this is me today, right? Not like what I'd recommend other people do.
Yeah. This is what you are doing, what's working for you, because crowdsourcing this information is how we learn from one another and how we get inspired.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to talk through this out loud. So I'd say partnerships are big for us. So let's put a 10 penny increment in partnerships. We've been doing a lot to work with great people, do partner marketing, build integrations. It's been a big focus. Product-led growth, also big for us. Takes a lot of time and has been awesome. I think a big part of the reason why people love Sensebark is because you can sign up and just use it. I would say founder-led growth. We're doing founder-led sales, so like that's kind of a combination. Instead of doing customer-led growth, I would put another penny into partnerships, because that's kind of what we're doing, but we're really thinking about it is like, how do we partner with people who use the product, but also have an audience and can speak highly of it to their audience. And I think that's also really community. So let's put a penny in community. Also a penny in marketing. We're doing a ton of like videos, SEO, social, which is really community in my book. We're doing a couple events next week. Let's chuck a penny in events. And let's put a penny in brand. I would say that's similar to like community and marketing, but it is its own thing. And why don't we, so now we have 2 pennies left. Let's put another penny in community, because that's really important to us. And then the final penny we'll put back in product, because we're investing a lot in the product right now too.
Gotcha. So a pretty even dispersal here. You've got 20 cents in product, 10 cents in marketing, 20 cents in community, 20 cents in partnerships, and then 10 cents in brand, founder, and event. And I love this breakdown, and even where you're calling this out, Bethany, because yes, we have marketing and community and brand, and we even get feedback of, aren't those all the same thing? Well, yes. Okay. They fall under the same umbrella. You got us there, but they're more indicative of different focuses. Mm-hmm. Marketing is traditional, organic, paid, all of the good things that you know you should be doing to market your organization. Community is, are you also leaning into that area like a lot of other businesses are? And then brand is just, are you focused on your message? Are you being very clear about who you are and what you do?
Yeah.
So also a little bit of an ear teaser to our listeners as to, yes, these are broken out into different categories for reasons here. But now let's take this a step further. We've got a look of our industry. When we first started doing the show in early 2024, Bethany, we did a poll to see what everyone was looking at. So this is where a lot of people at the end of last year were starting to place their bets. And of course, sales-led being the biggest one, and then marketing-led being right after it, is no surprise for where we all were last year.
And that's, this is last year, this year. I was going to say, that's why I was asking, what do we really do, or what do I think we should do? Because I would have put sales-led higher, except that we're not doing it yet. But okay, let's see.
But now we're going to put up your elements here so you can see the comparison.
Okay.
So Bethany, here's where your bets landed. What are you seeing on the screen that's shocking to you?
I wouldn't say that I'm shocked by much. I think I know that we do more community partnerships and brand than like I would say other companies do. I think that's something that like sets us apart in that way. And that's why we like doing it, because it's an area that we can lead. And even as a startup where we don't have the same budgets to work with as our competitors, we can stand out and really make a big impact. I'm not surprised our sales led smaller. That's something I am so excited to build out for the rest of this year. But like, you know, we're still at the founder-led sales point and we're actively making that transition right now. So pretty soon I hope to be putting a lot more pennies in sales led. I think that's really powerful. But it's extra powerful when you have the core foundation with product and community in place. So that's why we're going in that order.
No, and that makes sense. And I love your perspective on this as well, because from all of the episodes that I've seen and that I've had the opportunity to edit, you actually have more of a product strategy than I think a lot of others have right now. And to me, what I'm hearing from you, even just in this brief interview, is that you really are taking the community and making sure that your product is matching. So that way you're continuing to stay relevant. So that way when you do turn on the gas for sales, that it sounds like it's going to be really impactful. So I'm very excited to see how this plays for you later in the year and how your bets pan out.
Yep.
No, for sure. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, and we'll see everyone next time.
Awesome. Thanks so much. This was fun.